joining us now on the program from Washington, D.C., the one and only Terry Lathan, who chairs the Republican party here in Alabama. Terry, how are you this morning?
Hey, Jeff. Wonderful to be with you from D.C. Was at the White House last night with a Christmas reception. The president came down and addressed the body. So Mrs. Trump did an amazing job again. I call it sparkling. It's sparkling in the White House. So it was just a real honor to be there and represent the Republican Party from the state of Alabama. So I don't know. It was a great night, and just proud to be a Republican.
So, some news reports coming out about that last night, and President Trump's remarks hinted what his future could be like. Did you get any sense of what was in store for Donald Trump?
Well, I will tell you, when he spoke, the line that jumped out to me the most that I remember when he said, "We may see you back here in 4 years." So, I don't know, some people might have taken that as, well, that means he's going to be staying because the election may be overturned, or maybe that means, he looks at running again and he wins 4 years from now. But to me, that was the takeaway line of the night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that raised a lot of eyebrows. What was it like there, COVID? Did that change things a whole lot?
So, yeah, they cut the guest list in half. They split us up into two different receptions instead of one. And I have to tell you, it was a lot better because it wasn't crowded. You could move around. You just get where you need to be. So it was a better, physical movement. A mask were required. I posted pictures on my social media today of the event. Maybe not have a mask on. You'll see it around my neck where we pull it up when we weren't talking or eating or drinking something. So, and most people were wearing them when one of those things weren't happening, or when we're taking pictures as well. So, it was just a super event. Super.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun. Let's talk about some other things. The obviously there are still some questions about the November 3rd election. I keep calling it, this is the longest election night in American history. But what are your feelings on where that is headed? Do you think there's still a pathway for President Trump?
If they count only legal votes, I do. And there's the issue. There's the problem. I was with, the RNC members last night, and they're like, well, what do you think? Or, we feel like we won. I'm like, if you count only legal votes, there is too much discrepancy. There's too many irregularities. And I don't mean a handful here or there. We're watching this. All of us real time watching these hearings. Oh, excuse me, except the national news media, who won't cover them because that's not their narrative. And even as we watch some of these CNN tapes come out with their leadership talking behind the scenes, we see what a stacked deck. Not that we didn't know that already, but it's just more proof that they're putting their thumb on the scale. It's a real problem. It's a problem for Jeff and everyone. It's a problem for America. It's not about Donald Trump or a president. It's about the process. And that is what should be deeply concerning to everyone. You cannot have thousands of dead people voting in Nevada and go, meh, well, it's a few issues. It's spotting here and there. No, it maybe can turn over an election. So let me ask everyone this. Do we honestly believe that 80% of all registered voters in Arizona voted? I want everybody to think about that one for a minute. 80% turnout? That is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Absolutely not. How is it that one of the major cities, I believe it's Detroit, I want to get my cities right, but it's one of the majors, I believe it's Detroit, have a 94% turnout? Does anybody believe that? That's not even sensible. And so there are issues around in these three or four or five battleground states that should be deeply concerning, and it's the process. It absolutely is. This president is not trying to drag this out or not being dragged from the White House because he wants to win. He believes that he was cheated, and I think he has a great, great story to tell on this, the The proof is in the data. The question is, time's running out. How do you go from state to state to state? And if a court won't hear you, and that's where it has to be, not in the court of public opinion, in a court, or you have lawmakers and governors making up laws, let's just make some laws up in the middle of the night. What you have is a recipe for chaos. And not only in this election, in every election possible coming up. And it frightens American people on the integrity for now on of any election. No reasonable person can look at this election and go, yeah, it's all good. It's all straight. You know, it worked out. No reasonable person can make, if somebody proved me wrong, go for it. You have 80 million people that voted for Joe Biden, a man that stayed in his basement, did not campaign. When he had 20 people, they were all sitting in circles around each other. And y'all, people want to say, oh, yeah, record-breaking 80 million people. When Barack Obama couldn't even touch that in the millions of votes, because there's so much enthusiasm for him. This literally was about get Donald Trump. I understand that, because when voters go in to vote on their ballot, they vote whatever they vote and tell the bubbles, the machine, to pick up. It doesn't have a subset of why you're voting the way you're voting. It just, reads the numbers.
Right.
And so it is frightening and a phenomenon that we're watching right now. And I think as this goes forward, and even after in January, and more things are found out, I mean, we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop telling our story. We're not going to stop this. And does anybody that has watched Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, agree with his policies or not, do you think he's just going to be quiet and go away? The Democrats might have missed their step here, and they have really won't needed him in the White House. I think the havoc he is going to wreak across this nation messaging when he has no constraints on him as president.
Well, I
think he's the Kraken that's about to be released.
Well, I mean, the frustrating thing, at least from our listeners here, and I'm sure you hear it as well. I mean, I think a lot of us would just believe, whether you can back it up or not, that Trump won the election. I don't know what you could do about it. It seems like there's not really a good answer. I could yell about it on the radio. You could go protest about it. You get this sense of helplessness that the fix is in. They got their guy. There's nothing you can do about it. And in the meantime, you're being told to shut up and don't be crazy tinfoil hat person. That breeds a lot of frustration. And I don't, I think that's really, that takes the country to a very dark place.
Now, I agree with you. And anyone listening and feels like that, I feel like that too. I think if you count legal votes, the president won. And if that's the case, and many believe it is, if you believe that, that means all those voters aren't going to go away, and they're going to be very angry going into the next election for 2 years. The president has taken our nation historically to heights that we've never seen. He has implemented policy that has helped all of us, just everybody, top to bottom, bottom to top. He's done some incredible things, and so the frustration that you all feel is something that I feel as well. What can we do? Well, there's a few things. I mean, the first thing is, it's to go look at Georgia and help us protect Georgia. Now, what can we do? So in these battleground states right now, Jeff, the Republican National Committee has just flooded these areas with millions of dollars, staffers all over. So, and legal teams, by the way, everybody, there are lawyers and legal teams sent. We've even had some from Alabama go to these states. And so they're doing all they can do. When you take those ballots and run back through again, the question is, which ballot? Are you, Georgia, they didn't check signatures. That's a law. You got to follow your law. You know, the Nevada governor at midnight before the election said, you know what, I'm going to give us a few more days to get votes in. That's illegal. And so that's the problem, pulling on the thread of democracy in our country. So what do? Take them to court, stop them. Take them to court, stop them. Take them to court and stop them. And so we're literally, the party has been the front line of stopping these rampant things. And so that's the first thing we've had to do. And we're fighting these battles, little battles all over the nation. So it is frustrating. So what do we do now? I mean, honestly, we've got to turn toward Georgia. We got to let the people in those states and the battleground and the lawyers do what they need to do. But, y'all, we're talking about the power of the United States government is our next-door neighbor in Georgia. I didn't see that coming. I'm sure most of us didn't see that coming. If we don't protect those two U.S. Senate seats next door to us, we are in danger. We're going to the president's agenda will be wiped out, everything the game. You let Chuck Schumer be the majority leader and not Mitch McConnell, then it's a different ballgame. And so there are three things you can do, everyone can listening can do. If everyone does a little, it means a lot. You can give at algop.org. There's a box there because we're sending people into Georgia and paying their expenses. You can go. If you call the state party and ask about you'd like to go, there's 2 weeks set up, we're going. Or you can call. And at algop.org, there's a box where you can click on and go to Trump Talk, and we'll give you numbers to call into Georgia. So that's how dangerous it is. You know, we're on a cliff here. We're on a cliff here of left-wing progressive chaos. Now, I will also say, here's the problem. There wasn't a blue wave on November the 3rd. There wasn't one. The data, the numbers, the science show it. Democrats are fighting left and right now because they're mad they can't figure out what happened. It's real simple. Same thing happened to Doug Jones. You're not listening to your voters. And so they're going to have their hands full, and we're going to fight them every step of the way. But what I would encourage people to do is to get ready to lock and reload, and let's roll back again and get ready for 2 years from now. Because I think we can take over the U.S. House in 2 years from now, and I think Donald Trump's going to help us. So the frustration level is through the roof right now. Everyone's doing on our end everything we can possibly do. The national news media is doing everything they can do to stop us. And people, the liberals around the country, are doing everything. So, you know, honestly, who wants to go to war for your country? It's like a civil war right now. And I hope the history books show that we all, frustrated and not, had to get back up, get on the horse, and ride back out there and tell our families and our children and our grandchildren that somehow, some way, we all helped save this nation by helping save those two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia. We do not want to see what's on the side of that door.
Is Georgia somewhat a cautionary tale? I didn't see Georgia coming at all. We hear it every time. Georgia and Texas are going to go blue. It's going to happen, guys, and it never does. And you start looking at it a little more closely, and you see some of these suburbs that have traditionally been Republican suburbs of Atlanta. Now they went for Biden. Is that something in the back of your head that you need to be on guard for because of the similarities in Georgia and maybe Alabama?
Yeah, so we're seeing this across the nation. If everybody goes to a map and you pull up the traditional red-blue map and just look, you'll see all the blue spots are in the big suburban cities. You know, they're voters too, and everyone gets to vote, but the data shows that clearly. There are places that we can all hone in on in the future, but you got to look a little deeper on this election, I believe. You got to look at these numbers. For example, Georgia's supposed to be matching signatures. They didn't match signatures. How do they honestly walk away and go, yep, Biden won this one. Yep, no problem. There were no issues, no errors. There's going to be human error. I get that. But there is too much here. There are too many issues and too many problems to just say, you know, a few here and there. That's not the case.
Sure, well,
it's the rural counties, Jeff. If you look on that map, and in Georgia, that come through for conservative candidates, and you know, one of the U.S. Senate races, Perdue almost won it without this runoff. It was that close. And so, again, everyone's going to tell me. Let's go back to the non, you know, what's sensible and what's not in a conversation with people. Everyone's going to tell me. The engineer that drove this train to record-breaking turnout, it was Donald Trump, yet people jumped over him on the ballot and went down and voted for all the Republicans below him. Does that make any sense to anybody? Because that's not sensible. He is the one that pushed all these people out in record-breaking numbers to the polls. He was the top. And there's too much. Much here, but what I do want to say is I know these people that are working in these issues in the battleground states, they're working around the clock.
Chairwoman, we got to leave it there real quick. One more time, give them the website if they want to get involved.
Oh, yeah, algop.org. Several ways, give, call, or go. And everyone can do a little. You know, I'm going to tell my grandchildren one day I did everything I could.
Terry, as always, thanks for making time for us, and safe travels. That was Terry Lathan, Republican Party Chairwoman, Republican Party of Alabama.